Oh, hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Next week, May 25th to be precise, marks the 40th anniversary of the premiere of what was, for a while, the concluding chapter in the Star Wars saga. So today we're featuring an encore presentation of Return of the Jedi. Also, once again, we're not presenting the revised special edition version that is run on TV and recently in theaters. More about that in a moment. Instead, we're bringing you a fan-made reconstruction of the version of the movie that I, and lots of other people, saw back in the day. Actually, compared to the previous two special editions, there weren't that many changes made to Jedi. It was mainly restricted to three scenes, only two of them with big alterations. If you're familiar with the movies, you'll know them when you see them. One bit of information I didn't get to in my last introduction was that the audiences might not have seen Return of the Jedi under other circumstances. That's because, when it was first announced, the movie was titled Revenge of the Jedi. They even went so far as to release promotional materials with that title. And if you still have those original promotional materials, hang on to them. However, since Jedi are not supposed to take revenge, the title was changed to Return instead. And here's an example of the interconnectedness of things. Around the time that original title was publicized, the second Star Trek movie was getting ready for release. It was then called The Vengeance of Khan. But a nervous Paramount, wanting to avoid any hassles, changed the title of their movie to The Wrath of Khan, which is actually a better title in my opinion. It went on to some success of its own, but that's another story. Jedi, of course, was a smash hit when it was released. It went on to receive an Oscar for visual effects, and it joined its predecessors on the National Film Registry in 2021. And it remains popular today. Last month, for the anniversary, it was re-released in theaters and did respectable business. Not bad for a 40-year-old movie. Next week we'll follow our usual schedule for the in-house showings of new DVDs. That means you can see them on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. The screenings are free, but you must reserve a seat. You can do that by calling us at 908-754-7885 or by going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us and clicking on the link to the events calendar page. And we'd still like to hear your comments and suggestions for these classic showings. You can pass them along over the phone, you can post them on our Facebook page, or email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for supporting our program. It's greatly appreciated. And now, once again, from Lucasfilm Limited via 20th Century Fox in 1983, here's Return of the Jedi. Hope you enjoy it.